Hello and welcome to another episode of 10,000 Hours. I'm Grant Spanier.
And I'm Vince Cochi.
And today is episode 17 with Dave and Laura Coleman, the husband-wife duo behind the Australian Graphic Supply Co. Currently there in Spain, globetrotting, but we caught up with them via the interwebs. And what do we talk about?
The World Wide Web.
Yeah, the World Wide Web. It goes all over the whole world.
They have it there in Spain, so that was really convenient.
Yeah, so great. Very lucky.
Yeah, it was a great conversation.
And what was the conversation about, Vince? Illuminate us.
Please, I'd love to. We were talking about inspiration, and more specifically, gather inspiration. Where do you find it? The people, the places, the things in your life that you collect that inspiration from? And maybe even more importantly, the transition between the intake and the output stage that's going from gathering inspiration and reading up on things to actually putting it into practice and doing it. What does that transition look like, and how can you be careful not to do too much of the former without doing enough of the latter?
Yeah, absolutely, Vince. It was a great conversation with those guys. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. It was really fun. They have a unique dynamic and a unique accent, and the combination was
the accent is what really set me off. I think
charming to the ears.
We got to get more of those types of folks on. And I would just like to take a moment to thank this episode's sponsor, which is Sanebox, the email program I talk about a lot to you, Vince. I know you've heard me. You've heard me talk about it before, yeah.
Yeah,
big fan of Sanebox, and basically I use Sanebox to manage my email. So what it does is it creates a folder called Sane Later, and it filters out everything, especially any of those like offer emails, those weird spammy emails. It just basically pulls them all into a folder, and then it sends me a daily digest email at 4 p.m. is when I set mine to send. And I can quickly scroll through it, and if it accidentally grabbed a legitimate email, or if it's something that I just want to check out, for example, like an offer or like an article or something, I can inbox it once, and it'll send it to my inbox, or I can inbox it always, and it'll train it to always go to my inbox. So it basically allows me to manage my email, and it honestly saves me several hours a week. It's pretty incredible. So I'm a big fan of Sanebox. That's why we partnered up with them. I would definitely suggest trying it out. And if you do, use our URL, which is at sanebox.com/ad/10khrs. I would really strongly recommend checking it out. It's very cheap way to increase your productivity and manage your email, which is a huge time suck and like a scary place to be these days. So I tell everybody a really simple tip is to just go get Sanebox. That's one tool like I love.
Great offer, great product, and a great episode. So thanks to our sponsor, and thanks to our guests, Laura and David Coleman. I hope you guys enjoy.
G'day. They're a bit, hello.
Yeah. Sorry, was that your, okay, guys, give us your best Aussie accent, bam.
Oh, I'm going to refrain.
I'm more of a Kiwi guy. Actually, well, how are you going? Hello there.
It doesn't give us much to go on.
Having a good day then? So Vince, you want to just kick us off? You want to just tell me what you're putting your time into right now or what you're working on?
Yeah, man, of course. These last few days, I've gotten a chance to do something that I love to do. Some might even say I'm doing it right now.
Hang gliding. That is,
yeah, right. That's work with you, Grant. And this weekend, I put in some hours on a deep dive.
TM.
Ooh, nice.
Got to work with a lot of really smart, creative people that run in your circle of talent that you draw upon, and always have a great time working with them and with you. A great and interesting project is always naming, and general brand direction, and it was a lot of fun.
It is. It's quite a joy. It's I know how that doctor feels as the baby's head is crowning, and it just.
Oh, do you?
I do. I know the exact feeling. I'm a deliverer of life.
Right. On that note, what have you been working on lately, Grant?
Well, I feel like if you were to say you're working with me, it's implied then that I'm also working with you on a project.
I think that's mathematics.
Mathematics. It's, what is it? The substantive property of creativity. Yeah, so the deep dive, which for those who are uninitiated, which is probably all, basically deep dives, I put together a small kind of crack creative team, and we attack a problem for a full day. Sometimes it's a couple days or even less, and it's usually some of the most fun times to work, and it's just ideas, really. Ideas, ideas, ideas. So it could be naming, could be positioning, it could be answering a specific question that a brand has or something. And yeah, this weekend it was the naming project, and we came up with so many, and it was a blast.
There's a lot yeah. of good ones. Some good ones.
Yeah, there were some good ones. So yes, a lot of that right now. Speaking of names that people have,
flawless as always.
So good. I hate to be so self-congratulatory, you know,
do
within
you,
the show. No, I don't. I love it. Our guests today are coming to us from Spain, but originally, as the name of their company will tell, they're from Australia. That is Laura and Dave Coleman, who are running the Australian Graphic Supply Co., which is a relatively new venture, I believe. But, you know, Dave's design work and their duo attacking the creative stuff is not as new. And I've actually worked with these guys, which is how we originally met. And now here we are, Laura and Dave. Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Oh, nice. There was a momentary pause where I thought, oh, they haven't
oh,
been
no.
here. They haven't been here for the last, you know, 10 minutes.
but so we're here. Yeah, thanks for joining us, guys. Exciting, an international episode if there ever was one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Bringing it all together.
Could you guys just tell us what you're putting your time into right now?
Well, initially we were putting our time to try not to laugh at that crowning reference.
You showed great restraint.
Thank you. I didn't want to ruin anything. Oh, dude. We've got a few cool projects going at the moment. It's been a pretty busy little period, hasn't it? I think we've come out of one into one that's a bit slower. But
Flash, now getting into one that's a lot busier.
Yeah, troughs and peaks, you could say.
Yeah, but peaks and valleys, I think we say.
That's kind of cool. Is some yogurt packaging, so frozen yogurt.
Yeah, so doing the logo
said yoga.
And the illustration for the packaging, which is pretty exciting.
Cool.
Yogurt.
I was like, are you talking about like the outfit or like a yoga mat?
No, that's fun, man. That's
structure.
consumer goods like that are always awesome to work with.
Yeah, I did some meat packaging, bratwurst, quite a fun project. So hey, go wild with that one. I'm excited to see how it ends up.
I think that's something we're still pretty new with packaging. This is certainly our first
packaging
job. Yeah, so we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah,
but
I mean, dealing with like dye lines and things.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think a lot of the heavy lifting I think might be left up to the person that we're working with, but we're
nice.
Getting to do illustration and stuff like that. So
stuff.
It's going to be packaging, I think.
Lovely.
Yeah, cool. But we're doing a lot of lettering commissions and things like that. We just wrapped up a job with a pretty cool guy doing a tattoo.
Hey, yeah.
Segue to you there.
Hey, nice. Yeah, you really handed it over. Thanks. Yeah,
he was a legend.
Like I alluded to in your introduction, I originally met you guys. I was looking for somebody to design a tattoo for me. Man, that was a while ago now. And I just actually locked down, I think yesterday, the actual tattooist.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But yeah, I discovered your stuff on the internet, as I discover most things. And what really popped, I was just like, your lettering abilities. I was just looking for letterers because I kind of knew what I wanted generally.
Oh, man.
And right away, I was like, yep, got to talk to this guy because your stuff's amazing, you know? You definitely, I mean, earlier you were saying...
The work is incredible.
Yeah. Earlier you were saying, you know, before we even hopped on the line about how you're still sort of working through it as a designer and figuring out some of that stuff. But, like, you do have an aesthetic and at least a level, you know, everything is at a certain level. So, yes, we finally wrapped up that tattoo. And every time I wrap up a tattoo design with someone, we invite them on the podcast.
That's a new but so far strictly followed rule.
Body must be full of...
that's awesome, though. Yeah. I love this tattoo design thing. It's like layers of art. Like, you have someone design the tattoo, and then someone actually has to take the craft and put it on the most dangerous medium, human skin.
Yeah,
it's like an interesting sort of artistic.
And the reason I didn't, yeah. I mean, I'm a designer as well. Certainly a different style of designer, and not. Not even laughably in the same realm in terms of lettering and that sort of stuff. So that for that reason, it made sense for me to work with somebody else on it. But also, like, I didn't want the pressure of, like, looking at something that was on my skin and knowing, like, oh, shit, I messed. Or, like, I don't like that as much. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just kind of wanted to, like, release that. So that's kind of why I decided not to even try anything myself.
I think it's a really good call, yeah.
Have you guys got tattoos already?
This will be my first.
I don't. I have a fear of commitment. So, I mean, tattoos are like the scariest thing in the world.
See,
I thought you meant you had that written on you. Fear of
commitment. Yeah.
That's the thing, though. That's the thing.
Ironically, right across my
About this tattoo is, like, I was thinking about not getting... Or, like, you know, I've been thinking about getting this for a while. And then I realized, like, in the... idea of the tattoo, it's memento mori, right? Remember your mortality, is like the idea that you shouldn't wait to do things.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I realized, like, I'd gotten myself in this weird loop where I have to get it now, because if I don't, it's like totally against the idea of the tattoo, even if I don't want to get it anymore.
Absolutely. I love tattoos. I mean some of the most amazing works of art that I've seen have been like people's bodies just created in their own design, and I think it's really cool. I just don't know if it's if I have the stomach for it personally.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there, Vince. I think I would love ink, but I think I would probably do the same as you, Grant. I would have to go to someone
else. Wow, Dave, are you asking me to design your tattoo?
That
is
so sweet
of you.
Oh, my gosh.
On the show.
That's right.
Wow, a commitment from Dave Coleman live on the 10,000 Hours podcast. This is truly groundbreaking stuff, guys. Okay, so part of the process of the tattoo, and I don't know your full process, but I have to imagine it's a similar thing or it's something you do most times, is either reference material or looking stylistically, trying to kind of like almost like wet your palate. And that all it leads into this idea of collecting inspiration.
Yeah.
Just today's topic.
Yeah, which is today's topic.
Well, I think something that we're exploring at the moment, and something I guess we're kind of trying to introduce to clients, because it's a little bit different to perhaps the normal designer's process, is the whole not giving people multiple concepts, finished concepts.
Yeah.
We're very much a one concept approach.
Yeah, and exploring the different concepts more in the rough sketching stage, and
also in the inspiration.
Yeah,
I think that's really important. Because what we normally get people to do when we have a client is to create maybe like a secret Pinterest board, and then they'll sort of like pin all these different images.
Yeah.
And that is really good for us because it gives us inspiration and is able to sort of lock down, okay, they like this style and chat that out a little bit more.
Even though there's heaps of different mediums, I guess, for if you want to call them mood boards or whatever, I think Pinterest, we've locked onto that. It's been heaps good.
Yeah.
It's been really good. That's what we used with you, Grant.
Yeah,
it worked well, didn't it? I think, actually, you may even have suggested it to us. I can't remember.
I may or may not be the person who told you should do secret pin boards. But, hey, I'm not. I do that with a lot
of
my clients.
We've come full circle.
Yeah. I do that with a lot of my clients, too, because it just it gets you on the same page. Really helpful. I'm actually going to throw one out at you. I don't know. Are you familiar with NICE?
No.
Ooh, guys. Yes.
I too am not familiar. So
it's NICE.co. They just added the feature to Moodboard. It's, I mean, cool. And it's been my kind of go-to inspiration place for the past maybe 6 months or something. It's really, really good. It just pulls from more sources. It pulls from Design Inspiration and Behance and Grain Edit and like these different. It's
That's
really
cool.
And it's
looking at it now.
Yeah, you can search by hex code. So if you just typed in like FFFFFF, it would just give you all white things. It's amazing. It's really.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, these tools for aggregating inspiration have just turned something that used to be fun and time consuming and made it fun and not as time consuming, which is always
good. It's so true. That's something we've been playing around with at the moment, because Pinterest is really good, but we long ago, as you guys probably have too if you use it, we long ago reached our secret board limit. And so we're looking around for something that gives us a bit more flexibility.
Oh.
And we haven't really landed on something.
Are you sure they didn't remove that? I'm not trying to...
Ooh, really?
I think recently, like within a couple of weeks, they might have removed like board limit.
That would be awesome. It's a good idea because... Yeah,
but
right.
Won't civilization descend into anarchy if we can have as many boards as we want?
It's a great point, Vince. It's a great point.
Like, that's my worry.
Who will save us?
But guys, you just like made our life incredible. I think we've just been telling all our clients to make the boards.
That's so good. Hey, no, that's a good move though. Outsource it, push it onto the clients.
Yeah,
I actually like that though. It gets the clients involved on a hands-on level and they get to kind of own it and kind of tinker with it. I don't know. I kind of think you should maybe keep doing that.
Yeah, it's funny you say that actually. That's something we try and do.
It's like a huge part of our process. Like, for us, it's really important that our clients feel as much involved as possible in the project.
Even if their hands aren't doing the lettering, we want their brains in it as much as possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Well, I guess that's the thing. Well, so there's actually maybe the first point that to address and to talk about. And I think it might be more, it might be different for you. It seems like most of your jobs are about a specific, they're more like maybe you can speak to that more than I can, but I feel like sometimes some of my jobs end up being like hardcore. I don't mean to put it in a different, like problem solving in a different style, it's more like almost in a like a lamer way solution than like artistry, even though it's a form of artistry, but you know what I'm saying. So
I totally get what you mean. I mean that's the definition a lot of people give to design is problem solving, and it like I guess it is totally different worlds. Like things like user experience or apps websites or whatever that it totally is a different vibe to lettering. And I think there's that, you know, three concepts thing, that traditional sort of rule, if you like, with designers, especially with logos, that's really ingrained. But with lettering, I think it'd be crazy to spend the hours it takes to polish and vector up three concepts when you only need one logo, you know? And I think that, I guess design, there's a big banner of design and everything is design and problem solving. But it all sort of, I guess, gets executed differently. And lettering is kind of unique in that, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the point of, you know, I was trying to get at, but I couldn't find was like, how important is it for you to kind of come up with the thing without, I mean, instead of somebody just saying, hey, can you like make this look just like this stylistically? Like how important is it for you to sort of remix or to put your own spin on that?
Yeah, well, I guess. I mean,
it could be just... not too, because that takes more time. That's harder, right? I mean.
Yeah, totally. I guess it really does depend on the client's needs and like it's
and also like the scope of the job.
Yeah. I think as we said before, like we're sort of learning so much as we go. I think that's one of the beautiful things about design is that I don't think you've ever really got it licked, you know. And especially something that's especially really cool is how much other designers seem to be happy to help their fellow designers. And so we're just learning all the time from people, whether it's articles and or whatever, you know, a Skillshare or whatever it might be. We're just learning all the time what the best sort of way of attacking things is. So,
when you guys are generous too. Oh, sorry, Laura, what were you saying?
Oh, I was just going to say the way that we do things now is completely different to how we did them like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect, though. Always evolve, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's super important.
I'm the same way. And I was just going to say, you guys are generous too, though, in that community. I know, like, you've got a couple tutorials on the AGSC Mm. right? And you've got some resources there.
Yeah, that's something we're really big on. Like, yeah. For us growing as designers, it's been invaluable. Like we're saying, you know, reading articles and tutorials and stuff. That's the only thing really that's got us to this point. So it's been one of our biggest aims, obviously, to do client projects and stuff, but to try and give back in whatever way we can would be amazing.
Mm. And actually, so that's what we've tried to do. Actually, quick side note, through one of those, I actually ordered some stamps from Stymons. And I have some I have some stamps at my place
they
now.
They look so good. I'm jealous. I wish I had something to stamp.
Yeah, I got three of them. A little cocky, but.
Yeah, Simon's stamps are amazing. Hey, did they fix you up good?
Yeah, they did. And it was super cheap. It was like $28 for three stamps, three custom stamps and a ink pad.
I feel like you sort of just go, guys, you have a 20, just like have some more money.
Yeah. Are you guys sure? Like,
can I pay you more?
And something got messed up in the original files I uploaded. So they emailed me and then I was like, hey, could I just like add another stamp? Here's another file. And they're like, yeah, sure. We'll just put it on your card. And she was just like, oh, this is like easy. Like, are you sure I don't owe you more?
That's being easy to work with, man. It's it means a lot.
Okay, so we're talking about process. We're talking about consumption and style and working with clients.
Gathering, seeking out.
Yeah. I'd like to hear maybe a little bit more about. Well, there's two things I want to hear about. I want to hear a little bit more about like how you guys actually capture stuff. If there is anything you pull from maybe the real world that's not digital. Or things like that. Mm. But then also, and maybe you can jump from it, but just I kind of want to hear a little bit more about your dynamic. I mean, we haven't talked about it to this point, but you guys are married and you're working together. I mean, that's like, you know, the ultimate creative partnership. That's super
fun. Yeah. I think it just works beautifully. Yeah. Like, I think it's just like, I mean, if you work together well in marriage, I think, there's a pretty good chance to work together well in business. I guess it depends on the kind of business.
And I think something that's really cool for us is that we complement each other. We're not exactly the same person with the same characters, with the same strengths. Because I think that if that was like that, then we'd really like, I don't know, I think we'd...
Well, we'd struggle to... Yeah, we would. And I think we'd struggle to have an interesting business as well. I think, I know for a fact, I'm going to say it on air, but if it wasn't for Laura, the AGSC would be the AGS not existing.
It's an interesting company name. Basically, Laura keeps the AGSC on the rails. She's the reason it exists.
Yeah.
Without one or the other, it could not exist. Is that what you're kind of trying to say?
Exactly.
That's beautiful. Totally. Like symbiotic. To dip into bullshit business lingo, synergistic. Yes. It's synergistic. I think,
well, you're taking a beautiful thing, Grant, and you're like trying to ruin it, so maybe like enough.
That's kind of my vibe.
And so it's not too bold to say that you guys draw inspiration from one another then?
For sure.
I think being in a marriage as well as being business partners, kind of obviously, like the expression "living in each other's pocket" doesn't apply because it's a marriage, and that is what a marriage is, living in each other's pocket, except you want to be. But I think that really helps because you're constantly in contact with each other, and your strengths and your weaknesses are laid bare, you know. And so you can't really get away with faking it till you make it or whatever, because you know what I mean.
You have to be vulnerable. And that allows you to grow quicker. I mean, you're talking about all these skills that you're building and you're learning.
I think that was something that I was really precious about. I used to not want to show Dave anything.
I'd be like, oh, love, what are you drawing? She'd like throw her body over it. Nothing!
Like, in the cupboard.
Yeah.
But Dave's really encouraged me in creating and being able to show him and show other people. And
it's like a nice little journey, actually. I think if anything, I feel like maybe running a business together has helped marriage, you know? And it's probably worked both ways. Yeah,
you
I think
guys
just
are
as,
too perfect, I, man. I gotta tell you that.
Shut up.
Well, here's the
no,
thing.
It is.
I mean,
it's awesome.
You guys got
to hear
the
though.
Accents. You got the love. It's just all really cute. Honestly, it's nice. It's seriously super nice. So what we were talking about was consumption. We were talking about work balance, all these things, and that means that sometimes you need to take a break and you need to refuel, whatever. And this week's off-topic topic is your favorite way to take a break from work. So what you like to do to – that could be, you know, that could be like a five-minute break in the middle of a work day. That could
be
a vacation.
Or like me, it could be 2 to 3 hour breaks between every small amount of work.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
work is more like a break
unwind,
from your
recharge,
life, right?
Refill, refuel, however you want to put it. What is your favorite way? And I'm interested to hear how this answer differs, even in such a close relationship.
Yeah.
I think that if it was like, you know, the ultimate getaway from work, turn off, it would be to go camping.
That's yours.
Because I love, like, getting, for me, something that I hate is being at the computer for, like, 9 hours nonstop. That just kills me. And so I love, yeah, getting outside.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. For me, I am a sucker for punishment. I'm not trying to like generate a response from you guys. I'll shut up. Yeah, right. But like, I just go and design something else. Laura's looking at me going, oh, geez.
Okay, so last night after dinner, we had watched an episode of Orange is the New Black.
Yes, wicked show.
And I looked at Dave and I was like, so what do you want to do now? And he was like, maybe do some type.
Yeah. I should, for all intents and purposes,
God.
I should do that. But I just really...
Oh, yeah.
No, man, that's okay. I mean, I think
sure.
I'm sort of in a similar boat. I think it's good. I mean, Jessica Hish, we always reference her, but she always talks about, like, procrastinating.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure you do you like Jessica's stuff?
Yeah,
she's a boss. Of course. But yeah, for me, it's just like it's never really like there's always X amount of projects to be worked on, and I like that because it keeps every single one fresh, and you can just sort of like switch gears.
Yeah.
And so typically, yeah, that's what it is. It's not really, you know. But if I was thinking about like the workday, how I would take a break, I'd like to do maybe like a. Maybe 15, 20 minutes, maybe just like kind of meditation. Not like half nap meditation, just thinking about the project or whatever. Cause there are a lot of like moving parts usually in whatever the thing is. It's like, okay, I need to just like think about all of them in my head instead of sitting at a computer. And that usually is just like super calming.
I also do yoga every day.
You
and
do
normally,
yogurt?
Yeah,
you do yogurt every day?
We're doing some packaging for some, actually.
These tie backs are great.
Killer ties, well done.
Okay,
so you do yoga every day?
I normally do it sort of like in our afternoon break.
And see, that's something I probably I should get into that.
You got to do some yoga, Dave.
I mean, relaxing while you're like exercising and then relaxing while you're working, you guys are making me feel like an idiot over here.
But I think... there is such a healthy balance. Like I'm an idiot sometimes. I really should get my face unplastered from the computer and just go outside and smell the birds or something. You know what I mean? Like
smell the birds.
As the phrase goes in Australia.
Smell the bloody birds, mate. But yeah, I think that there is a line and I frequently cross it. So I think that's another area, I guess, that Laura and I work well together in, is that Laura encourages me to de-computer.
We're just identifying more opportunities for growth on the podcast. It's so nice. I'm so glad we could witness this and share this with
you. The way Grant and I like to unwind is by self-congratulating.
Yeah. So sometimes actually, you know, I'm working on a tough project. I have this big full-length mirror in the studio, and I'll just walk over there and I'll just go, hey, you're all right, buddy. Like,
just,
you know what?
Like,
you're pretty good.
To it.
They're actually like they're lip marks all over the thing where you'll see I'm trying to kiss myself.
Oh my god! I wish he was joking. But...
I feel like narcissists, right? Here's the. That's where narcissism comes from, right? He leaned over the pond, and he saw his own reflection, fell in love.
Oh, yeah. Was narcissist the person?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And here we are. Just more edumacation. This is boom, boom, boom. We're knocking it out. Hey, we'll show notes that. We're going to show notes the myth of narcissists.
We're going to show notes a stone tablet.
Grand Narcissist Spania.
Wow. Oh, man. That like makes me cringe so bad. We got to move on from this. This is like a painful subject. We shouldn't have delved into these troubled waters. Vince, how do you like to take a break?
Well, mine's like not nearly as useful as everyone else's, but it is in a way.
Be honest.
And it kind of ties into how I draw my inspiration. So I'm going to violate the rules and tie it into the topic a bit. I'm a prolific consumer of media, and I'm not picky nor discerning in what kind of media I'm consuming. That could be like random comics on the internet. It could be reality TV. Yes. It frequently is reality TV, or of course movies and music, all of the above. And what I really like about it, I'm a big fan of sitcoms, especially.
Yes, Friends.
And what I like about it is because a sitcom is kind of a very microscopic examination of the way people like have conversations. It's a dialogue heavy medium.
Yeah.
And even if that dialogue is often contrived, the way people talk and interact is something that really influences my writing style. So a lot of times if I go on a bender and watch like an entire two seasons of House of Cards, for instance, all of my writing comes out sounding like Kevin Spacey threatening people.
It's all you talking to the camera.
Right, exactly. But over time, the influences balance each other out. And I mean, it's just something I really enjoy.
That's a great... Like
you would love Spain then, Vince, because there's always old people yelling at each other. And
it sounds like I would love Spain.
Yeah.
What city are you guys in right now?
We're in Oviedo, which is like in the north.
In the north. In... Asturias, the state Asturias.
Yeah.
It's really
like French border?
No. Yeah, ish. No, no.
Yes, no, yes, but absolutely no.
My geometry is terrible. geometry.
Yeah, you're an artist. You're a designer.
It's good we all went into creation.
And an Aussie. I mean, yeah. What are you going to do? Okay, but Vince, you actually made a good point. Well, hold on. Actually, Vince, what are you watching right now? Do you have a go-to?
Right now, actually, I've been binging on a underappreciated cartoon called Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah, familiar.
It's from a lot of the same people that did my favorite all-time cartoon, which is Home Movies. And they've got the same sort of, like, very much against the trend of your American dads, your Archers, your Family Guys. It's like very mellow, kind of charming humor that's like based on character interactions and not like insane situations. And I've just fallen in love with it.
Look at this. Jeez, you're fanboying hard.
I really like it. I recommend it. It's really easy to watch. And it's like surprisingly heartwarming at times.
Wow.
Lovely.
That's nice. I've been watching some Walking Dead recently.
Not exactly the same thing, but
not heartwarming.
One of my favorite shows of all time.
But yeah, no, it's been good, real good.
What are you guys watching right now?
Oh, Orange is the New Black, right, guys?
Yeah. Killer.
Worth watching? How deep into it are you?
Oh well,
we're watching season two at the moment. Some bits are a bit like
hello.
Not our taste, but
as a whole, it's worth.
They're a bit hello.
Sorry, was that your okay, guys? Give us your best Aussie accent, bam.
Oh, I'm gonna refrain.
I'm more of a Kiwi guy. Actually, how are you going? Hello there.
It doesn't give us much to go on.
Having a good day then?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
How's that? Popping out for a sport.
Yeah, there's a little bit of British in there.
It's because I have like the Aussie New Zealand, and then like sometimes the British comes in. I'm honestly just nervous because you guys are so well versed in the accent. With normal people, I can just, you know, I'll riff. Yeah.
Even when we beg him to stop, he'll go on.
It's pretty sad.
Undeterred. So when I try to do it, it sounds like some weird mix of Caribbean and like Eastern European. So I think in fears of alienating everyone from Australia, New Zealand, and abroad in general, I just won't do accents.
You ruined tourism for us.
Vince, this was a real opportunity for growth, for vulnerability, to bond, to build trust.
What if I just gave a good day, mate?
Yeah. Hey, you did it. Thank you. That was nice. That was pretty good, right, guys?
Yeah, it was actually, I'd hold up a card with 8 written on it.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I trust your taste or your honesty, but like, yeah, that was really sweet of you. Okay. So how the fuck do we take this one home? No, this has been such a fun, weird, disjointed conversation.
Great. Frankly, it's been really cool to hear just this perspective of someone who's in a unique relationship. I mean, it sounds strange to call marriage a unique relationship, but in terms of a business partnership, it is in some ways unique, and also a unique perspective, both from a design aesthetic and from a location.
Mm. Yeah,
we've gotten a lot of diverse perspectives, and so now let's use that explanation as a segue back into the topic of inspiration. Is there anything that you guys think that we didn't exactly touch on in the first part of the show that you're itching to get out about the way that you go about collecting your personal inspiration?
Well, yeah, I think it's not so much a specific on how we collect, but I think it's the question of whether to collect. I think that from what I've gathered, like on the Twitters, is that some people, and I think, I don't know if I'm really allowed to name names, not that it's, I'm sort of saying anything bad.
Go for
but,
it, man.
Name the hell out of him. Sean Wes, I think, has got a really cool perspective on inspiration. And to be honest, I'm not sure I always share it, but I feel like sometimes I kind of feel bad that I don't. I think he's a big person that goes, sure, look at other people's work and gather inspiration from it, get inspired. But ultimately, like, just have a look and then put it down and maybe even sleep on it and then try and design from that, which is a really interesting take because I think it's very easy to go, yeah, I'll just have a look at some stuff and then feel or joyful. Yeah, and then go off. But then you keep keep alt-tabbing back to that inspiration as you're working on it.
That's funny. Dave, it's funny you say that because I have actually Sean Wes written down here. I mean, I don't really usually have any notes, but I just have my notepad here, and I was like, I wanted to ask you guys if you were familiar, and I assumed you were. And he had a really good quote. I think this was him, and maybe you'll know, but I think he said something like, you don't get better at lettering by scrolling.
Yeah, right.
Because it's like people get caught in this trap of scrolling, looking through Pinterest. Mm. Yeah. Looking through Pinterest, looking through Instagram, thinking they're getting better by just collecting all this inspiration. But I think that's the next step, right? I mean, you need to start making. You need to make, because that is what's going to teach you a lot more than looking at other people's work. That's like a critical component. But I think that's really what we're talking about here. And I think it's collecting inspiration is like honestly super easy and almost I'm not going to call it useless because it has a place and it's really beneficial. Yeah. Studying other people's work is beneficial. Learning from them is beneficial. But most of the learning and the skill building comes from doing.
Yeah, totally. I think in saying that, I think I've heard sort of, like I started saying, a lot of people have kind of not poo-pooed getting inspiration, but have sort of, that is an expression, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, it is, for sure.
And I kind of, like, I get where they're coming from because it's important not to steal. Like, we all know that. And I think there's certainly nothing wrong with, in the privacy of your own home, finding inspiration and blatantly copying it, as long as you're not sharing it as your own. But
yes.
But when it comes to actually working on a client project and sharing it and all that, a lot of people, I think, sometimes sound like they're saying, yeah, be careful of inspiration. But I get that. I really do. But I think that if you wanted to learn to sing opera and you just stuck your fingers in your ears and went, nah, I'm not going to listen to anyone else. I want to be unique and I want to sing like me, then who knows how you're going to sound. You know, I think it's really important to see what's out there and make sure that you're getting stuff right. Like with typography, something a bit like – Laura and I have been working on our first typeface just recently, and which has been really cool. It's been something we've been wanting to do for ages, but just haven't found the time, haven't fitted it in.
Fitted in.
I think it's just fit, but
we haven't fitted in. And I think that there's plenty of rules in typography, but there's obviously a lot to be said for knowing what those rules are, so you can then break them. And I think that it's important to gather inspiration, so you know what the rules are, so that then you can break them and work on actual work that's come from your own brain. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes absolute sense.
Took a while to get there, but you get it.
No, it's. I think it's something that we. It's a philosophy that we hold pretty in high regard in the show. Is that inspiration and then action? They have to balance each other out. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
Purposeless, mindless action is just as bad as a constant gathering of inspiration without ever actually doing. And very much a yin and yang.
Yeah. Yeah, you just summed up what I was trying to say in like a sentence.
That's classic. That's why we have
Mania. I couldn't do it without the source material.
But the in fairness, like your source material was maybe like 1 minute, whereas I'll riff for like 8 minutes and then you can boil that down to one sentence. And so, I'm shooting a lot to try and hit the target, and usually only a couple of those bullets. You know, I empty like an AK-47 on a target and one bullet hits. I'm a volume guy, okay? I'm a volume guy.
Vince is over there catching them all.
You guys send one concept to your clients, I send 120.
Right.
To each their own.
But I think the point you made was just spot on, and I think it's something that we like to talk about a lot here. And this has been a great conversation. I think we should probably jump into some last words, Grant, if you feel the same way.
Yeah, I feel like it's about that time.
So, guys, what we usually like to do with our guests is before we shake hands and send them on their way, we ask them two questions.
Before we say g'day?
Before we say g'day. We like to ask them, A, how can our listeners support you both? And B, if you wanted our listeners to take one thing away from this episode, what would that be?
Yeah, right. To which would you like the answer first?
The support question. We'd like to start with that one.
Yeah. Well, I think the best way would be hopping on our website and looking at the resources. Hey.
Yeah.
Like tutorials, things like that. We have a page, the community, and that's basically like a little repository of tutorials and articles and news and things like that.
Yeah,
which
and we'll
is
definitely be filling that out more.
Yeah,
she's like pretty interviews liking and just different resources and things.
Yeah,
great. But, and that's at theagsc.com, right?
Theagsc.com.
You got it, Vince. That was nice.
Yeah, well done. Done yours.
Great. And then can they also find you in the social mediums?
Yes. Our handle is theagsc, and
pretty much everything.
Yeah, on everything, like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Farmers Only.
All of the above. Farmers Only.
It's a cool social network. It's also got a romantic dating component.
It's a really? It's a rural Midwestern dating website.
If you guys want to find me on Farmers Only, my my profile name is Milk Me After Dark.
Strange reference. All right, well that's great. Anywhere else they should look for you guys?
Well, no.
All right, great. No, that's
in
good.
Australia. Come visit us in Australia when we're back.
Hey, I swear you. I mean, we're gonna.
Watch out.
Do it.
Show up at your front
you guys.
Door.
We've been we were talking to the Hood Girls about for sure getting together. And actually this whole episode I was going to say you guys should listen to that one. It reminded me of it just cuz they're Oh, good. Great. Oh yeah, great. Because you should connect with them. They're fantastic. Yeah. They're so good. It was episode 9, I think, Vince.
Yep,
yeah.
That's
episode
right.
9 and it was
another design duo that had an interesting relationship.
Yeah. Sisters.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. All right. So that's how your newest fans can reach out to you. How about if you wanted them to take one thing away from this episode, what would that be?
one of our resources from our shop.
Get out of here.
Nice. Slick.
Hey, these guys are banned from ever being on the show again with that last comment.
Really? No, I was thinking about replacing us with them as hosts.
Also that.
Get a bit of Aussie flavor in there. No, I think that for us, when we were walking along the little lettering road, it was sort of easy. And I think especially with Laura, who's really sort of concentrating on that more in her design time as well, is that it's really easy to expect results real quick.
Oh, it's so isn't true. It?
And I know that you kind of hear that with everything, and it can get a bit old. But I will testify to the fact that my lettering was just an abomination to the world of lettering. Only like I worked in an agency in 2012, yeah, and that's when I started doing lettering, and it was real bad. Like, just like anything when you start it is bad, but if you enjoy it and you're passionate about it, and you'll know if you are, then you'll keep doing it and you'll get better, and you never stop getting better, or you, mm-hmm. you should try and not stop getting better. Mm-hmm.
That's yes, absolutely. That's something we again preach on this show. I think having a personal anecdote like that is hits a little close to home, because sometimes I go back and read some of my own writing from even a few years ago, and I just kind of shake my head.
Yeah,
but it's important because it lays the groundwork for a future in learning.
Yeah.
I think within that, like, I feel like people shouldn't be afraid of reaching out to other people, like people that they aspire to be, like, sort of going, chucking them an email, going, hey, can you check out this, see if it's okay. We get people do that, and we do that ourselves, and it's really cool to really connect with other designers and other letterers you really love.
Yeah, I think it might almost be a symptom of being a designer that most of us happen to be relatively lovely, I think.
It's a great community. I mean, super supportive, super fun.
So true.
Even though it's like can be competitive, I feel like because of that, because it's such a visual, not competition, but visually obvious for the most part, it almost lowers those barriers, because it's like we see each other becoming better. We see people we like and admire, and it's very obvious to us. And then it kind of builds this community more than this competition, which is so cool.
Yeah. I feel like there's plenty of room for everyone.
Yeah, that's the other thing. So
especially when you're in Australia.
Wow. That's, I mean, for episode 2, maybe we can get more into the Australian design scene.
Yeah.
But, Vinny,
oh,
if I...
Oh, my goodness, Gemma O'Brien, guys.
Yes.
If you want a name to go to, Gemma O'Brien is
Mrs.
basically...
Eads.
Yeah, Mrs. Eads. She is a boss. I hope she's listening and can hear how much we love her.
Well, we'll show notes her so our listeners can know where to find her.
I'm going to find that. I'm going to report back. I'm really excited.
Yeah, she
that.
Honestly, she's incredible. I think she's the Aussie Jessica Hish. Would you
agree
with that? Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Bold statement. I love it.
We have almost a cult... like relationship with Jessica Hish on this
really?
Show.
Yeah. He meant that in a negative way, though. Like, no. We just mention her a lot.
We're just both fans, and she comes up a lot in our topics.
So we'll get her on the show eventually. I went to a design camp up here, which I swear I should try and convince you guys to come to. It's design camp. It's called. There's like 350 people, and we all go up in the Northwoods and stay in these cabins. And it's like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday conference. And we had like Jessica Hish. We had like Mikey Burton and just a bunch of different speakers come in. So good. And then you get to hang out with the speakers all weekend. It's phenomenal.
That's awesome. P.S. It really like, sorry to, we're probably like.
Oh, we're fine.
This outro. How awesome
it's
is
it? It's a classic outro.
Yeah. It's amazing how small the design community is, because all these names you're dropping, we've obviously never met Mikey, but oh man, we wanted to go to Creative South so bad.
Oh yeah, I wanted to go to that too.
Yeah,
the Hood Girls were there. Yeah. Like, they're all these people, man. They're all, it's like it's crazy, the community. It's so good. And that's a cool thing too. Collecting inspiration, sharing inspiration.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And I think if I was gonna give my final thought on this, Vince, it's very much in the vein of what these guys said, which is. It's kind of like if we look at it, inspiration against the journey of becoming better creatives and on the path and not even 10,000 hours, right? But just on that path in general, it's like you start out really by collecting a lot of inspiration and making a lot of really shitty stuff. And then you continue collecting inspiration and you continue making shitty stuff. And then it gets better and it gets better. Yeah. And then eventually you, I think, get to a point where you're like, oh my gosh, my thing is now being collected as inspiration.
Yeah.
It's this and path of like, circle. Yeah, going from consumption to creation to consumption to creation to then your stuff being consumed and creating more creation. And it's this really cool thing to see.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the dream, right?
It really is. Yeah.
Someday. Hey guys, thank you so much for your time and for dealing with the, you know, some technical difficulties across the pond, as they say. And sticking with us and sharing your perspective, which is a really cool one and a unique one. And thank you for doing the work you're doing. You guys are like,
it's really good.
Your
stuff.
Work is beautiful. Top and notch. And you're providing resources and inspiration for people. You're so supportive. And I think that's awesome. And my tattoo is going to be really cool.
Yes. He sent his pics, mate.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
So many pics, mate. So many pics.
All right. Thanks, guys. Can we get a we have ship to. It,
we need these guys. Could you? Okay, so we end every show by saying ship it. Could you guys? Could you guys ship it for us? I just feel like it would be so nice in your accents.
Ship it.
Oh my god, that was too much. That was beautiful. You guys, thank you. You're right. Amazing. God damn.
I'm gonna. I'm out. I'm clicking record.
Okay. Right, thanks. Perfect. Okay. Harder, harder, ship it.